It turns out tidy Kiwi are actually increasingly untidy. The country's latest litter audit shows Aotearoa's rubbish problem is getting worse, with the total number of items, volume and weight of litter all increasing since the last survey in 2019. The audit involves field researchers collecting and analysing abandoned trash in areas from 500 to 3,000 metres square, including highways, car parks, residential and retail sites. Charity Keep New Zealand Beautiful commissions the litter audit, and CEO Heather Saunderson is with us now. Kia ora, Heather. This must be a little bit disappointing, is it?
Kia ora. Yes, I do wish that I was here under better circumstances, but thank you for having me.
So give us a bit of an overview. How much stuff are we casting aside as litter, and what are we dumping?
So in 2019, it was the first of its kind. We didn't know if the litter had been there for 20 minutes or 20 years. All of the coordinates for the various sites were randomly selected. We went back again in 2022, and what we found was a 335% increase in volume of litter items per 1,000 meters square, 87% in weight, and 22% in count. For illegal dumping, there was a 280% increase since 2019.
What's wrong with us, Heather?
I was a bit surprised just taking into consideration the various lockdowns for different regions. I had anticipated that, say, masks and gloves and more of the waste that one would associate it with the lockdowns would have been more prevalent, but that was not the case.
Okay, so what are the main things that are being dumped? And is it plastics? What is it? Talk us through, you know, the list of most commonly found things.
Most commonly found would be cigarette butts, not to be unexpected, but there was a slight decrease, I think, from 39 in 2019 to 34. However, we had no vaping items in 2019, and we're now seeing vaping items. Plastic, beer bottles, paper and cardboard, and snack wrappers would have been after cigarette butts.
Okay. The other thing that caught my eye was branded items. This is litter that you can tell where it's come from originally, you know, wrappers and containers. And in terms
Correct.
Of that, tell me, please, what are the brands that you are seeing and are the most prevalent in the litter that you're surveying or auditing?
Look, everything that we do is available for public consumption. So not only do we have this comprehensive report that kind of outlines the brands, we also have the data. So you have access to absolutely everything. What I will say is 36 of the 50 most prevalent brands identified were identified in 2019 as well. So I do think that there's an opportunity for industry to leaders in industry, I should say, to work with us to find a solution, even though that this is a behavior and it's one that can be easily changed. And we would love to put ourselves out of business when it comes to litter and illegal dumping and focus more on our climate literacy educational programs.
Right.
But yeah.
So you've got this list, most 50 most prevalent brands in litter, right?
Correct.
McDonald's, yeah. Top of the pops.
5% of all branded litter, and there are more statistics to accompany that, but yes, they do top.
Yeah, so Cadbury's, Long White, which is a liquor brand, Spates, Coca-Cola, V, Corona, Steinlager. Some of these are big brands, right? And you've touched on kind of social responsibility. They're not the ones throwing the items aside, the wrappers. So where is the line there, and what could they be doing to help ease the litter situation?
Look, you're absolutely correct. They are not the ones that are causing this problem. This is people choosing to do this. It's a behavior. But what they could be doing is working with us to further all of the education that we offer. It's not just focused on the littlies. I mean, we've got programs that look at photography, journalism, and videography for the 11 to 22-year-old demographic. We've got other programs that look at the more seasoned age demographic of New Zealanders. So we look at the lifespan in terms of education, but everything that we do is for free. So I guess in order for us to have a bigger reach, it is working with some of those leaders in industry to say, look, this is a problem. We're working on a sustainable solution for our packaging, which many of them are, but it doesn't negate the fact that this needs to be dealt with. So we have been speaking with them regarding a solution. And yeah, I guess more to announce in June of this year, but it's a problem, and it's one that we believe industry need to come to the party.
And Heather, what you're saying there that they should contribute more financially to programs and education campaigns? They need to kick in more dollars.
What I'm saying is we do all of this off of our own back, and I think that it's a bigger problem. When you look at our contract with the ministry, for example, that ran out, and the contract ended in 2020. We didn't receive additional funding until 2022. So when you're looking at a three-year gap, two of those years, we didn't have funding to increase our education or behavior change campaigns. So I think it's a matter of everyone working together to acknowledge this is an issue and there are solutions that we're offering, but we need leaders of industry to come on board. And that's not just food and beverage. That's also construction.
Heather, when I say what's happened to us, it's a serious question, because there was a time where, you would be embarrassed to be seen dropping anything on the side of the road, right? Tidy Kiwi.
Correct.
Yeah? So what has happened? Have we had an attitude change? Have we forgotten? Have we not kind of kept our foot on the accelerator in terms of people being educated about this? I mean, where is the disconnect?
This does not look at attitudes and behaviors. However, we did do a study in 2018, and that found that most people littered within 10 meters of a bin. So I don't think that it's happened over the past 3 years. We didn't start conducting research until 2017. And I guess what we're doing is trying to say, these are the attitudes and behaviors, and this is what we found with this most recent study. In 2019, it was baseline data, so we couldn't compare it to anything. But now we're seeing this is a huge problem. In terms of what happened, I can't speak to that. And New Zealand is clean and green by comparison to many other countries. I just don't think that we are as clean and green as we claim to be.
Thank you for talking to us this evening. That is Heather Saunderson, who is the CEO of the charity Keep New Zealand Beautiful.